It's September 2nd, and this is your Michigan Minute. The Clark Historical Library reports that on this day in 1902, Detroit logged its first automobile fatality. At about 9 a.m., the 81-year-old Detroit businessman George W. Bissell was guiding his horse-drawn carriage down Brooklyn Avenue when an automobile scorched by. The horses became frightened and jumped, causing one of the carriage wheels to fall off. Bissell pitched forward and struck his head on the pavement and was pronounced dead shortly thereafter. Also on this day in 1977, a Michigander became one of the first women Air Force pilots. According to U.S. Air Force archives, Mary Livingston of Manistique in the UP was among 10 women who signed on as a pilot in a ceremony at Williams Air Force Base in Arizona. And that is your Michigan Minute.